الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن قل أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام My dear respected brothers and elders, we are not even 3 weeks away from the month of Ramadan, but already we find the physical signs of the effect of the month of Ramadan diminishing, fading away. This, my dear brothers, is a phenomenon which unfortunately occurs every year. That immediately after the month of Ramadan, a few days or even the day after, sometimes unfortunately even on Eid day, the number of musallis already reverts back to what it was before the month of Ramadan. In some cases, it manages to sustain a slightly larger crowd, but by this point already we find that there is no difference in the crowd that we had found before the month of Ramadan compared to after the month of Ramadan. Unfortunately, many of us fall into this trap of assuming that the month of Ramadan or Ibadat is only for the month of Ramadan. When it comes to this, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned that كُومُوا لِقُبُولِ الْعَمَلْ أَشَدِّ اِهْتِمَامٍ مِنْكُمْ مِنَ الْعَمَلِ That when it comes to doing an action, you should be more concerned about the action being accepted than doing the action itself. أَمَا تَسْمَعُوا قَوْلَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ That do you not hear the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only accepts the actions of those who have taqwa. With regards to this, the month of Ramadan is to attain taqwa. Acceptance, قَدْ كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ That fasting has been ordained upon you like it has been ordained upon those before you so that you may attain taqwa. So the mere fact that we had attained a high level of ibadah, the mere fact that we had gone through the month of Ramadan as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us to, with tilawat, with dhikrullah, with fasting, with taraweeh salah, with tahajjud salah. The mere fact that we have done all of this is not an indication that it has been accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With reference to this ayah that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions in his saying, that أَمَا تَسْمَعُوا قَوْلَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the actions of those who have taqwa. With regards to this, this is a reference to this incident of the sons of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. وَاتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ بَنِي آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ That when the two brothers, Habil and Qabil, when they presented their sacrifices, when they presented their sadaqah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they both were commanded that you have to present some of your possessions in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you have to give sadaqah, normally, who you give it to? You give it to somebody who is more deserving, a poor person. At that time, there was no one on earth besides them. So who did they give sadaqah to? So the command was they had to leave whatever they had presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the top of a mountain, on a specific mountain. And an indication that sadaqah was accepted would be that a fire would from the heavens would come and devour whatever they had presented. So when it was accepted from the one who had presented the best of his capabilities and rejected from the one who had presented he had just provided enough to fulfill the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, many of us will fall into this misconception that I have fulfilled the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so therefore it is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, it will absorb you of fulfilling the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will not be taken to task for that by fulfilling the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the mannerism in which we fulfill the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mindset in which we fulfill the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will dictate whether it is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not. So when that person, when his sadaqah was rejected, he became upset, and the incident is lengthy and not applicable to today's discussion, where he committed the first assassination ever. Nevertheless, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu makes mention of this incident in his qawl, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the actions of those who have taqwa. And what is an indication that taqwa has come into a person's life, especially with regards to the month of Ramadan, is that after the month of Ramadan, he continues to live his life in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when taqwa enters a person's heart, then the qualities of those who have taqwa even after the month of Ramadan are found within him. The famous ayat that even if a person is not a hafiz of the Quran Kareem, Alif Lam Mim, Dhalikal Kitabu La Rayba Fi, Hudan Lil Muttaqeen, that this Quran is a means of hidayat for those who have taqwa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that who are those who have taqwa? Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghayb, that you have iman in the unseen. You have yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You bring iman in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have this yaqeen that everything comes from Allah. We have this conviction that nothing does besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have full conviction in the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. We follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam totally. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ, that a person after bringing iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, iman in the unseen, iman in Jannat and Jahannam, then a person establishes his salah. Not just reads his salah, but he establishes his salah 5 times in the masjid. You should understand that a person will not be able to maintain the veracity of or the high level of a'mal that he did during the month of Ramadan. That a person during the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, perhaps he was reciting 2 or 3 paras. Some, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him 10, 15 juz a day. Some will be making a khatam a day. They will be reading tahajjud salah for a long amount of time. Dhikrullah, there are some, alhamdulillah, who not a single moment or barely a single moment in the day goes where they are not involved in some a'mal. Or when they are not involved in a'mal, their mind is engaged constantly with regards to the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those. But naturally, out of the month of Ramadan, we will not be able to maintain that level of ibadah. But at bare minimum, the faraz, the 5 times salah, with regards to that, there is no compromise. It's not that during the month of Ramadan, that this is faraz out of the month of Ramadan, that now we do not have to come to the masjid for 5 times salah. Perhaps we are reciting our salah, but we are reading it in our homes. We are not reading it in jamaat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us maaf. But we have to, with regards to this, there is no compromise. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on his deathbed, when he is reading his salah, the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala tell him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not question you with regards to salah in this condition. He was lapsing into consciousness and unconsciousness. A person who was promised Jannah, like Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what does he say? La sahma fil Islam liman la salata la. That I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that there is no portion in deen, meaning that person can be rendered a kafir if there is no salah in his life. That 5 times, that day upon day will go and not one salah is read. And if it is read, it is not read in the masjid. Out of the month of Ramadan, salah is faraz upon us like it is faraz during the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ. When it comes to deen, it is not that we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only during 1 month of the year. And thereafter we forget our duties as a Muslim, as believers. The condition from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ. That when a person say, submits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Rabb, he remains steadfast on that. He has istiqamat, he has consistency with regards to that claim. That he submits to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he accepts the conditions brought upon him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At bare minimum, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has emphasized with regards to salah. That as-salatu imaduddin, man aqamaha faqad aqama ad-din. Salah is the foundation of deen. That person who established salah has established deen. The warnings with regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, farq al-mu'min bayna al-mu'min wal kafir, tarku salah. The difference between a Muslim and a kafir is that whether a person comes to the masjid or a person reads his salah. That person who has destroyed it, awwalu ma yuhasabu bihi al-'abdu yawm al-qiyamah as-salah. That the first thing a person will be questioned on the day of qiyamah will be with regards to his salah. With regards to salah, there is no compromise. There has to be istiqamah, there has to be steadfastness with regards to this. That we had maintained, alhamdulillah, some level of connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the month of Ramadan. Let it not be that that connection that we had maintained with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is already cut off, has already diminished. Perhaps some of us will find within our personal capacity that now we are slowly, that connection that was created, that ta'alluq that was created with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our ibadah is now slowly beginning to diminish. Perhaps that same level will not be able to be maintained. But at least maintain some connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maintain some connection with the masjid. That come for 5 times salah. Maintain some connection with the Quran Kareem. Open the Quran Kareem for at least a few minutes. And try to build on that after the month of Ramadan as well. Throughout our life. Even if a person cannot understand what he is reading, that nur of the Quran, that connection with, that will be created with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, understand that our objective in our life is not ibadah during the month of Ramadan, but our objective in life is to maintain the ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that the day that we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the day of Eid. ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة. That when you maintain that istiqamat, that consistency with regards to deen, when you keep that ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, malaika will descend upon you. Malaika will descend upon you. You may not physically or see them or hear them, but you will spiritually feel their presence. Allah takhafu wa la tahzanu wa abshiru bil jannati allati kuntum tu'adun. That do not fear, do not lose hope. There is no one that can say that once I had cut off that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I have been living a peaceful life, that I am living a life of contentment, of serenity. The moment we come back to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, create that ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, create that connection with Quran and Kareem, create that connection with Dhikrullah, we will feel the presence of the malaika speaking to us, addressing us, لا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا. That difficulty that we feel in our life, that insecurity, that hardship in our heart is because we have not lived our life as we ought to be living it. We will feel that peace and contentment during the month of Ramadan, but for some unknown reason we will revert back to that life. What will the malaika tell us? نَحْنُ أُولِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Imagine a person every day of his life, the moment he leaves his home, especially in South Africa, will you appreciate this example, that the moment you leave your house, you've got an entourage, a blue light brigade, the notorious blue light brigade. Those who see it, hate it. Those who enjoy it, love it. They do not want to let go of it. That you have bodyguards with you, an entourage, armed, escort, wherever you go. The robots, whether it's green or red, does not matter. The traffic is stopped for you. There is no queuing. They will remove the queues. There is no standing in line. Everything is seen to. Every single day of your life, you live like that. How everyone will dream of a life like that. Imagine the malaika saying, نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. that we are your entourage, we are your blue, so not a very good example to use because they are infamous, but we are your blue light brigade, fil hayat dunya, in this world. Maybe not physically, but spiritually you will feel that serenity and peace of mind. And most importantly, in the akhirat, when it is the most dangerous, scary, tormentous journey. That when you are in the qabr, alone, in the darkness of that sand, when your wealth will not be able to assist you, your family will not be able to assist you, you've got an entourage there already. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ. We will be your buddies, we will be your friends, we will be with you through thick and thin. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. In that qabr, in that hashar, when the sun will be so hot, people will be running on the day of Qiyamah, where a woman who is feeding her child will throw her child out of fear. Even through that, we will be with you, we will be comforting you. لا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا. In the Kampul Sirat, when you are standing in front of the bridge of Sirat, we will be with you. لا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا. فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. And finally, when they will stop telling you, لَا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا, what they will tell you? وَفِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. Whatever you want, whatever your heart desires, it will be there for you. But my dear brothers, again, this will not come by worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through 1 month of the year. The condition, my dear brothers, is istiqamat. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. We have to remain steadfast. So we'll all make this intention, inshallah. Perhaps we may have distanced ourselves from the masjid already. Perhaps that Quran may already be collecting some dust. The tasbih must be already put away. Make this intention, inshallah. Today, between the Asr and Maghrib, just before Maghrib also is a time of acceptance, a time of Qubuliyat. So we'll make dua, lift our hands before the time of Maghrib. We are accustomed to it through the month of Ramadan. At the time of Iftar, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is equally as much as a time of acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we have put the Quran away, open the Quran, one or two pages. Do not have to force yourself to a large amount, which you will not be able to sustain. Open it. Speak, listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to say to us. And make some dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of remaining steadfast until the next month of Ramadan. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.